Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I'm your host and energy expert. If you have anything in your life that you'd like to change, then this episode is for you. I share with you the three main areas you need to understand to be able to change anything long-lasting in your life. If you had enough of ending up in the same place time and time again, I got you. If you had a chance to attend my Enjoy Your Life Masterclass last week, then you already know that awareness is immensely important to us. Without being aware, we can't change. Without being aware, we can't decide differently in our lives. And without being aware, we cannot stop living our lives on autopilot and just keep creating a predictable future based on what we've experienced in the past. We need awareness to get out of our current situation and out of the rut that our life has become. The first step to any change that you want to make is awareness. Awareness about what the current situation is truly about. Awareness about what we are doing that creates the current situation, and awareness to make a different choice. The hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. But without awareness, you would not even realize what the choice is that you need to change to make the change you desire. I think we can all agree awareness is truly significant in our self-development and spiritual journey. This is why 50% of your spiritual growth comes already from the technique of becoming aware and breaking the habits of our current lives. But what about the other 50%? Yes, we can break lots of patterns and habits by only becoming aware. But what about the habits and situation that you don't seem to be able to change only by becoming aware? That is what I teach my students inside Energy Academy. It's the knowledge, the tools, the techniques that you need to change those habits that hold you back from becoming the person that you truly want to be. Let me share with you today the three main areas in which you can drive significant change once you understand why they are so important and how they actually work. Before I knew and fully understood those areas in my life, I tried to change my life in so many ways, but nothing ever really worked, not long lasting or to a degree that I wanted it to work. Mostly, I just felt frustrated and confused as to why the things I did not work. You can probably relate to that, am I right? For example, I changed jobs every time I felt bored and undervalued because I thought the next job would finally fill that hole that I carried inside of me. Or going on expensive holidays to have something to look forward to just because my everyday life was so stressful and unenjoyable. Or treating myself to pizza and wine after hard days of work to be able to switch off and, of course, ignore how I really and truly felt deep inside of me. If any of those sound familiar to you, then you are in the right place. Changing things, people, situations on the outside will never change how you feel on the inside. The feelings of doubt or dissatisfaction will always come back after a while, and you probably know that already. Let me share with you where long-lasting and true change really needs to happen. The first area describes the realization of who you truly are. You are not just your body. You are not just your mind. You are something so much greater. Your body and your mind are just tools for you to use while living this life on planet Earth. Quite often we believe our body and our mind are all there is to us. So we rely on those to control and manipulate the life we're living. We force our bodies to look or be or function in a certain way, and we force our minds to work in a certain way too, not realizing that we are spiritual beings living a human life instead. Once we realize and accept that we are much greater than what we see, hear, touch, taste, or smell, we can see our human lives in a kind of an objective distance. And in that moment, it's about getting to know the concept of your ego and your higher self. Your ego is your identity, your personality, and it is formed through everything you experienced in your life. But it's limited to that as well. Because it has limited information, it's scared of new things, taking risks, and will avoid any perceived danger. Your higher self is your connection to a higher power that you can call whatever you want to call it. Your higher self wants only the best for you and for you to experience everything you want to experience. There are no limits for the higher self, and it knows that you will always be okay. Once we get to know this area of our inner being, we can check ourselves against the criteria of the ego or the higher self. You begin to see if you are behaving, acting, feeling, or thinking in line with your ego or in line with your higher self. Most of us live over 90% of our time aligned to our ego, which creates a lot of the trouble. That's why I teach you inside Energy Academy how to align yourself more to your higher self that leads you to live a more fulfilled and enjoyable life. So this was the first area, the spiritual area and energy in your life. The second area that you want to understand better describes your mind. When we think about our mind, we only think about the mind that we are consciously thinking with, the one that is actively listening to me right now. But that mind makes only up 5% of your total mind. The other 95% of your mind is your subconscious mind, and it's a part of the mind that truly runs your life. And that is why change is so hard, why breaking habits is so hard. We try to change a habit or a situation in our lives with our willpower, which is based on our conscious mind, not knowing that we are working against beliefs, perceptions, and emotional patterns that are programmed in our subconscious mind and overwriting whatever we try to accomplish with that discipline and willpower from our conscious mind. If you never learn how to change or reprogram your subconscious mind, you will always fight a losing battle. The 5% of your conscious mind is never going to win against the 95% of your subconscious mind. So if your subconscious mind has beliefs, perceptions, and attitudes that are contradictory to the changes you try to make, then you will always end up in the same place or potentially worse. That's why it is so important for my students to get to know their subconscious mind, how it works, what it does, and how it can be changed. Once you get to know your subconscious mind, a lot of things in your life will become clear. You will discover why things are a certain way and why you were probably not able to change before. This is the second area that is important for effective change, your mental area or the mental energy in your life. The last and third area for you to understand better is the physical and emotional area. This part of your life has to do with your body and your brain, and it involves neuroscience, biology, and chemical and hormonal processes going on inside of you. Understanding the exact process of how the habit of you and your life get created in the first place means you can actually do something about it. Makes sense, right? When you understand how something works, the action of changing it gets easier. Your brain and your body work together to create automated programs to save resources and energy. Turning an action into a habit like driving a car, eating with fork and knife, or tying your shoes saves you time and energy. Your brain and body creates an automated program for it so it can be played easily again when you need it with low amounts of energy and efforts. But what about the habits and the automated programs that we don't want anymore? Like being triggered by a certain colleague at work, or needing that chocolate after each meal, or feeling the urge to go shopping every time you have a low mood. They are all automated programs in our subconscious mind. Our body has done it so many times that it now knows how to do it without us actually choosing it. By understanding this biological and chemical process of creating an automated program, you learn how to unprogram such a program and create a new program that helps you to create the life of your dreams. That's the reason why the third area is just so useful and important to grasp. It's the physical and the emotional energy in your life. All these three areas that I described to you just now create a holistic system for true change. By understanding and working with all three areas, you cover all important influences that could hold you back from making that desired change in your life. Leveraging your spiritual, mental, and physical energies, you can break the habits of being you that is leading your current life. That gives you the power and the opportunity to create a life that you can just dream about. How about that? I share with you the link to Energy Academy in the show notes. I would love to teach you how to create a new life for yourself. Don't you want that too? Thank you for listening to this episode with me today. And with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.